Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
He was a church deacon, a family man, and a pharmacist, trusted by his community. So what led Robert Courtney down a path so cruel and destructive that when the FBI first heard the allegations against him, most assumed there'd been a mistake? Season 2 of The Opportunist follows a Kansas City pharmacist whose life and career were shrouded in secrecy. When the truth of his actions came to light, hundreds of lives had been lost and thousands more affected. For years, pharmacists were ranked among the most trusted professions. That changed when Robert Courtney took advantage of that trust and became the FBI's top priority. Through in-depth interviews with those closest to the case, The Opportunist invites the listener along on a hair-raising journey, unearthing the biggest FBI investigation you've never heard of. Perhaps the scariest thing about Robert Courtney is that he almost got away with his crimes. Could something like this happen again? Be sure to subscribe to Cast Media's podcast, The Opportunist, on Apple Podcasts or where you like to listen.
This episode contains disturbing content, including conversations about cancer. Listener discretion advised. In September of 1999, Dr. Verda Hunter moved her private oncology practice into an office space on the ground floor of the Research Medical Center. A high percentage of her patients suffered from ovarian cancer and often underwent chemotherapy treatment. Conveniently, right across the hall from her new office was a pharmacy. Not just any pharmacy, but one owned and operated by a pharmacist who specialized in preparing intravenous chemotherapy medications. Less than 2 years later, a conversation would take place that would set off a chain of events and ultimately lead to an FBI investigation. A truly bizarre aspect to this story is that if it weren't for one sales luncheon, everything might have turned out differently. Or I should say, everything might have stayed exactly the same. A pharmaceutical sales rep paid a visit to Dr. Hunter's office on May 15th, 2001.
And this representative was from Eli Lilly. His name's Daryl Ashley, and he had brought in lunch for her nurses.
This is Melissa Osborne, a former FBI agent who worked white-collar crime cases. But prior to joining the FBI, she was a pharmacist for 6 years, so she has an intimate understanding of the field.
And, you know, usually when that happens, they sit around and they talk together, and they may just kind of discuss whatever the product is that particular drug rep is, you know, kind of pushing at that point.
Melissa says that it was at this run-of-the-mill sales luncheon that the sales rep, Daryl Ashley, inquired about one of Eli Lilly's existing products, a chemotherapy drug called Gemzar.
The one nurse was talking to him, and he asked her, well, you know, how is Gemzar? Because that was his product, Gemzar. doing in your practice? And she goes, well, it's doing great. I mean, we're using tons of it. And he goes, well, that's really odd because it just doesn't seem like I'm seeing enough product being sold in this area to account for that.
Dr. Hunter wasn't at that luncheon, but the nurse reported this unusual comment back to her. See, Dr. Hunter's office had noticed that some of their patients undergoing chemotherapy were not experiencing negative side effects or toxicities. They weren't losing their hair. They weren't having any nausea, two side effects that are common with chemotherapy treatments. And this wasn't alarming in and of itself because sometimes people don't have negative reactions to chemotherapy. Everyone is different. But when Dr. Hunter heard about the sales discrepancies with Gemzar, she wanted to know more. That night, she called the Eli Lilly sales rep, Daryl Ashley, to confirm what he told the nurse that day. And he confirmed. The sales numbers did not add up. Dr. Hunter was purchasing much more Gemzar from the pharmacy than the pharmacy was purchasing from their wholesaler, which means one of two things. Either the pharmacist was getting the Gemzar from a different source, illegally, or there was something else in the chemotherapy IV bags that he was filling for Dr. Hunter.
She starts thinking. She goes, okay, I'm still using him. I have some samples. I want to get a sample tested of what's left in an IV bag.
Dr. Hunter didn't have any Gemzar on hand, but she did have Taxol, which is another chemotherapy drug that was prepared by the pharmacy. So she decided to test the contents.
It took her a while. After several days, was able to find a lab in Pennsylvania that would test this. So she decided to send that off. It came back in early June of 2001. That IV bag had a third of the prescribed dose.
When Dr. Hunter got the test results back on June 12th, 2001, and saw that the IV bag only had a third of the prescribed dose, she felt physically sick. She contacted her lawyer immediately, who then contacted the FBI. She now suspected that the pharmacist was diluting chemotherapy drugs. But no one knew what was to come next. It would involve hundreds of federal agents and millions of dollars. It would reopen old wounds and leave a community reeling. Every single detail would be called into question. Even the details of that so-called casual remark made by the sales rep at that luncheon on May 15th. Was that really how it happened? The events of the summer of 2001 would leave a lasting mark on every person involved with this case, and even on the way we think of pharmacy today. And the person behind all of this was the owner of the Research Medical Tower Pharmacy, Robert Ray Courtney. From Cast Media, this is The Opportunist, a podcast about regular people who turn sinister simply by embracing opportunity. This is Season 2, Episode 1 of 4. I'm Hannah Smith.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters. Every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.